Less than a week before Election Day, Congresswoman Louise Slaughter and University at Buffalo officials called a press conference to announce federal funds for a cyclotron they expect to be installed next summer. That is, if an appropriations bill that contains language calling for $4.6 million to purchase it passes after the election. UB's Vice President for Health Sciences, David Dunn, says the Congresswoman and UB officials felt it wasn't too early to celebrate the cyclotron, despite the fact Congress hasn't approved it.
It's pretty unusual that something like this, an initiative like this allocation, makes it this far and all of a sudden falls off the wagon. So we're quite confident, mainly because Congresswoman Slaughter's confident that we can move this ahead.
Dunn says a cyclotron will enhance UB's ability to participate in medical studies. By spinning molecules at high rates, a cyclotron can create different kinds of atoms for advanced research. Dunn says it will also be used as a recruitment tool for students, faculty, and grant funding. I'm Daniel Robison for WNED.